Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, my goodness. Should have asked Mary. Who wins in the battle of girlfriends' wives, McVay or Jared Goff? They look like the same girl, don't they? Look at that.
McVay wins.
Yeah. I don't know. Goff is pretty good too. Now
check out those eyes.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be doing like they. You shouldn't be in your 20s.
They have eyes.
They have the same eyes to me.
They do. They look like they're the same. They're both green or something.
No. All around, you can tell. It's like, why is a 20-year-old
kind of the same? Don't they?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's why he would have
said what he said.
I don't know. Why is Mary going to judge who has a hotter girlfriend? Mary's not judging that. Mary's talking about women's hockey or something.
Why did I say? He's right. Who said that? It is
you
Samuel Beckett.
Oh,
why did
Greg
I
in
say
H-Town
James Joyce?
Just dabbed all over you
from
your
Dubliners, yeah. But I don't know why I said James Joyce.
Because you're not no as cultured as you
I
think you
I named
a
dog Beckett after Samuel Beckett because I loved Waiting for Godot so much. And yet somehow, over the years, it's turned into James Joyce.
Gal Gadot?
Huh?
Gal Gadot?
Waiting for Godot.
Oh, you're waiting for Gal Gadot? She ain't coming. She ain't walking through that door, bro.
I wrote a paper in college. I got 100 about Waiting for Godot.
Really?
It was my own stream of consciousness. It's like a stream of consciousness
play
about Waiting for Godot.
Did you... Waiting for Godot, is that a play or is it a book or what?
It's a play.
Yeah. It's good.
Not interested.
Billy Crudup has this scene. I was there... And I was literally, because the night before, I had been up until just super late in New York. And so I went to this award-winning play in New York, and I'm all dressed up and all this stuff. It's 14 degrees outside, so it is blistering cold and windy. And so I go watch this play. I start falling asleep. I end up leaving at intermission because I'm so exhausted. And I start to walk back, and I'm like, the wind is, and I've just got a top coat, like an overcoat, like mm-hmm. a fancy boy coat. And I'm like, this is a terrible move. So I have to sit, and I realized at that point, there's been two times I realized John might be right about this cold weather thing.
No,
when it was -1 in Indianapolis at the combine, and it was windy, and it felt like knives were slashing my face. And then when I was in New York, and it was windy, it was 14 degrees, and I realized... Like you can't walk, it's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
You can't remember to breathe when it's windy.
Yeah,
it's one thing to be cold, but when the wind is hitting you, the only other time I felt like that was I did whitewater rafting one time.
Was that cold?
And the first time the cold water blasts you in the sack,
whoa.
You're like, and they said, keep breathing. The guy like knows what we're dealing with. He goes, just keep paddling and breathe through it. Like,
mm-hmm. Wow. You don't know nothing about it.
You ever done whitewater rafting and had cold water from the mountains?
No.
Coors Light factory splash you in a sack?
No, I just, instead of doing all that.
It's a bad,
I know
try
my
to breathe.
Blue Mountains are cold,
try to
okay?
breathe.
I know. I know my Blue Mountains are, no, try to walk outside in January in Chicago and find out what that's about.
I've been there in February before and it's just like, we've always gotten lucky.
February's milder.
It's usually been February, but we've always gotten lucky. Like, oh, it's just, you know, 32.
No.
We've never been there for that vortex.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, they didn't even call it a vortex.
No, they just called it,
you just
don't
said,
walk.
I'm freezing my balls off outside my John with the mouth. What are you doing with your mouth, Johnny? Don't talk like that.
It's colder than a witch's tis nitty out here.
John, why are you putting the Z's in it?
Why
just
is that,
just
by the
say
way.
It.
Witches' tis nitties are cold. I don't know why. Somebody explained that before. That's right. Colder than a witch's. You heard that before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But apparently there is a reason that they say that.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming witches are cold-blooded, first of all.
Yeah. Well, they are. I mean, they are.
Man, they're not going to be warm-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
So right off the bat.
Yeah.
Not like Bill Worrell cold-blooded.
Yeah, no, that's
no,
it.
No, like cold-blooded and real, like scientifically cold-blooded.
Right.
Not like, that's cold-blooded. Not a Bill Worrell cold-blooded.
Do you guys...
What do you like better? Rock and roll touchdown or cold-blooded three?
Rock and roll touchdown is... Well, cold-blooded three means it's at the end of the game and big. But rock and roll means it was
Milo's?
A big play.
Did Milo have a...
Holy Toledo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's last. That's last.
Does Robert Ford have one?
I think he has a home run thing.
Yeah,
I think he does.
See you later. See you later. Isn't that what he said?
I think he does have see you later. You're right. You're right. Never. I didn't know that was his catchphrase.
Baseball Dale. Thank
pretty,
you.
That's a pretty safe catchphrase.
Baseball Dale.
See you later.
Yeah.
Does Sparksy have one? I'll drink to that.
Yeah, we know.
Sparksy, he just can't wait for the playoffs so he can go get completely blasted and go in the locker room, Sparksy when it's playoff time.
Oh my God.
And it's like he's can't miss radio. I'm like, listen, I don't usually tell you how to go listen to another station, but you really need to right now. Sparksy's cut it loose.
Right.
He's on a phone right now. He's completely schnockered. And for him to be that blotto
and doing the
means he had to have started like in the fifth minimum. And it had to be shots.
I don't think that. He's gonna say, no, Lance, I didn't start in the fifth inning, but I get drunk in a hurry. Okay, I get to
how
the locker
fast
room
do you get start, that drunk
and start chugging.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, I appreciate the compliment, but don't tell people I get drunk in the fifth inning of a playoff game.
Saying,
my employers won't like that.
Sorry, have you ever seen our afternoon show?
What, well, that's
the happy hour.
We don't have standards here.
I got a list of their alcohol right here. What's my catchphrase?
Who doesn't?
No.
What? Your sports.
No.
I
thought it was what she looked like.
What she do with that
no,
mouth,
that's,
though?
No, that's... He's got a bunch of catchphrases for this show. But in sports, yeah, he's right. It's rough.
Great.
That's not... That
they're
wasn't me. That's
great.
Not,
that's they're Gruffnecks.
Tony the Tiger.
Are if they
it's,
keep
it's a
you?
Big score.
Do you know if they're going to keep you?
I don't.
You really don't?
I don't know. No.
You got to go through the process
well,
of snuggling
the
up
station,
to management
I mean,
again?
I don't know if we're going to be the station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So...
Why would we not be?
I don't know, but if we're not, I'll quit and go to that station.
Because you love the Roughnecks that much.
Yeah. Right. I'm a Roughnecks guy.
No, I mean, you are. Everyone says that.
Yeah. Did you see what the XFL tweeted out? We may not be playing this year, but at least we're not doing a virtual Pro Bowl game.
They tweeted that out? They're already trying to catch the smoke with the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, Rock. I thought we were all going to be friends.
No.
You're going to try to be the minor league.
No. Rock's going after you. with both guns a-blazing. And trust me, I'm on Rock's side on this one.
By the way,
I told you guys, watching the ESPN Pro Bowl celebration, D-Hop was so wasted. You couldn't even open his eyes. He was so smoked.
I'm telling you,
it was fun to have everybody on the virtual and D-Hop's just like... Yeah.
Was he playing or they're just celebrating?
They're just celebrating. Nobody played. There was no
game. No, but was he playing a video game?
No, they were just, okay. Yeah, this was just he wasn't. Deshaun was on. I forget who played the video game, but D Hop was like, wow, man, this is cool.
Yeah,
to be here.
Deshaun was there. I think it was Carissa Thompson who said, Deshaun, do you want to get traded from this team too?
Oh, did she say
and
that?
He was like, no, I'm good. I'll stay on this.
Oh, somebody actually hit him with
Carissa
that.
Did?
I think it was her.
Well, it was on ESPN.
So maybe it was Sam Ponder. I don't remember.
Yeah, but it would have been Sam. Sam was hosting it.
Yeah, then it was
because if Carissa Thompson said it, you just let her say it.
Yeah, because Carissa does stuff.
Well, what? See,
9/11.
Hold on.
Bless. Are you though?
He is really out of control today.
9/11.
Where Wendy's out of town?
Up next.
So, this is the guy we're dealing with. You understand.
Wendy's out of town for sure.
Is no, she's not. 100%.
Would not be talking this flagrantly.
No, she's here. 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get
in
here.
She sequestered from a trial? Was she in some kind of jury?
Oh, no, she's working. She's probably busy, though. She's not busy listening to this, that's for sure. It's time for me to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. That's Jeff Aronoff. That's right. Jeff Aronoff. Rock hard, okay? Marble, granite, stone. He is the guy that you go to for anything that's, well, I mean, I don't rock hard. He, no, and here's the deal, too, is it is so advanced now with the tile, with the islands that you can get for your outdoor kitchen. I mean, it looks like rock. And it's so rich looking and so nice. And the marble countertops that are just unbelievable. I'm telling you, you can make your place and you can do it at a price. Jeff Aronoff will give you 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Let him come to your home and design this for you, too, so you save that money. He's the designer. He's the builder. He does it all, and he does it at a price, and he's waiting for you to give him a call. Now, it's got to be a big job. It's got to be an entire, you know, kitchen or bathroom and not bathrooms and outdoor patio and kitchen, all of these things. He can get this job done for you with one phone call. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's an interesting one. Lance, what? Lance, I think that I would take...
I found a prop bet that says no roughing the passer penalty, minus 145. So you have to wager 145 to win 100. For example, if you go by hundreds, on no roughing the passer. I think that's pretty good odds. I think that's pretty reasonable.
You like no?
No. Yeah.
I like yes, because I think they're going to protect these guys.
But you got to have it a kind of a cheap shot, though.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, here's guys are thing. Going all out in the Super Bowl.
The guy,
and
yes.
Might get a little overzealous.
But the guy that's the biggest concern is Mahomes, because he can extend plays.
Yeah. Right. But you know what? I could see a late hit on Brady.
No, let's hope not.
Yeah. Well, right. We're
let's hope it's a clean game.
That's what we want, a clean game.
We want a clean game. Yeah. Let's keep a clean sheet here.
What will be said, mentioned first, Mahomes will be a father, daddy, having a kid, or Mahomes is engaged and getting married?
Married.
Father, daddy is a favorite. Is the favorite. What will be said first, Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl or Tom Brady's age, 43?
10th Super Bowl. They're going to come.
At 43, he's in his 10th Super Bowl.
This is Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl at age 43. Yeah, you could be right, because it's from the phrasing standpoint, it's more likely at age 43, that is more likely, actually. Brady, his 10th Super Bowl at the age of 43, this is uncharted territory.
How many times will kindergarten be said under over is 0.5?
Why?
Tom Brady started in his first Super Bowl when Patrick Mahomes was in kindergarten.
Oh.
They might mention that. I would think they're going
to
mention
that. Why would they come up with that? They had to have heard that already. That's what concerns me. Yeah, right. But they've already heard somebody say it.
It's obvious.
Who's the broadcast team?
It's Nance, right? Nance and Romo? Yeah, CBS has got this, right?
Oh, sweet. Tony Romo wouldn't say it, but Jim Nance might say it.
Jim Nance would say, I think he would. How about Jim
Nance? We get
Nance
a hold of Jim?
How about they're getting, I don't think he would do it. I don't know him that well. I mean, I texted him New Year's Eve. We were drinking his wine. His wine is the calling. And so we were
That's great. Text him and say, do you realize that Pat Mahomes is in kindergarten? Just plant the seed.
Yeah.
And let's fire on it. What's the total?
0.5. He only has said, say, kindergarten once.
Is it even money?
It's, yeah, it's even money.
Send a text. Hey, Jim, saw your can't wait to watch your Super Bowl. Did you see this? Just plant a seed.
Do you know he makes, okay, who makes more? Tirico? Fox. What's his name?
Buck.
Buck. Jack Buck. Buck Joe Buck.
Every.
Joe Buck.
I guess Buck
or
is.
Or Nance.
Nance.
Wrong.
It's Buck.
Buck and Tirico both make $10 million a year. Nance makes $6.5 million.
How do you know this?
Because it was in a story. Because CBS is thinking they might have to go with Ian Eagle as their main guy.
That's right, because Nance wants more, right?
Nance wants more. And, well, he wants close to Tony Romo money, which is $18 million a year.
Well, Nance does every sport.
Yes, but they're thinking, well, if Nance gets out of control, we're going to go with Ian Eagle from now on. Nance might not be CBS
anymore.
Say
you want to be traded then.
Well, I don't.
God, if Jim Nance put out some future lyrics, I would lose my mind.
Would that be funny?
All this time, I've been staying on my grind. People can't find the time to stay inside the lines. I'm like, oh, my God. Jim Nance, what does it mean? What does Jim Nance mean by this? And then Jim Nance, like, sources say Jim Nance may want out of CBS.
Mm.
And then somebody says, I know Jim Nance. I represent Jim Nance, and we have not said this.
And what will Fox give up for Jim Nance? A Joe Buck and a Troy Aikman for Nance?
No. Fox will give you, like, where's Pat McAfee?
Does Nance go to, like, Channel 39?
Nance will go to Fox Sports.
Oh, I don't know. He's got Joe Buck, and they've got him under contract.
Maybe Joe Buck has to go. They flip
him. Whoa. Tirico makes more than Nance. That's kind of dumb.
Tirico does all these.
Nothing.
Yeah, all these Olympics, too, that are getting canceled.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Notre Dame football.
And Notre Dame football.
But Joe Buck does the World Series. They wouldn't drop Nance for him. He's a World Series guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why he makes more.
Well,
He'll do Super Bowl, World Series.
Jim Nance does everything. No, Jim Nance does the NCAA tournament. Jim Nance
ain't doing basketball, brother. Yeah, not NBA.
NCAA. Joe Buck ain't doing NBA either.
Well, there's no NBA.
They don't have
Fox.
NBA. That's
no.
why.
Maybe in here.
I don't know if you heard.
NCAA CBS basketball don't get the same ratings.
The NBA on CBS is a thing of the past. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, but he would be. Yeah, I know. That's why he's not worth as much.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
You'll get basketball back. You can make some money. Joe Buck's out there flexing on
Tirico,
his NBA, too.
Tirico ain't doing it either. He's on NBC.
Joe Buck does basketball.
Joe Buck don't do basketball.
That is a disgusting dunk.
Despicable act.
Despicable act by Harden to pass it again from 30 feet outside the basket against the Spurs in game six.
How crazy would it be for Nance not to be on CBS anymore?
Pretty crazy. His whole career.
His whole career. How many times will Belichick be said over under one?
Under.
How many times will Patriots be said?
Under.
Ooh, I don't know. He won it with the Patriots.
Oh, no, but Tom Payton, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. It'll.
Two is the number.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good number. I don't think it goes over.
Yeah.
I think they'll say Patriots. I don't think Belichick's getting said. Well, I think they want to avoid the Belichick versus Brady thing.
Probably.
I think they will make reference to the fact they saw each other in the AFC title game, and Tom Brady's with the Patriots. I think they'll talk about that game.
But I don't think they'll say Belichick. What purpose would it serve to say Belichick? Brady, yes. I could see them saying Brady.
Patriots.
Yeah.
How many times will
you have to? You have to say 9 Super Bowls with the Patriots, and this is his first with Tampa. Yeah. You have to say it a minimum of once.
Yeah. How many times will Roger Goodell be shown? Too many. How many times? Will
I think two.
Giselle. Well, it's one. 1.5 is the number.
Okay.
How many times will Giselle Bundchen be shown?
Zero.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think she's hiding. I don't think they'll be able to.
She'll
find
be in a suite again.
Yeah, she'll be in a suite. You might
They'll
see Tom's kids.
Up and down.
Of course, there's not as many people there.
There'll be 25,000 people in the building and 30,000 cutouts.
Yeah, that's almost, they're up to, that's not 50% even because there's more seating than that. But yeah, you have to sit next to
probably,
cutouts.
They'll probably have tarp with advertisers.
They will. I think it said the first 6 rows.
Are going to be tarped?
Yeah. With
And that'll be big.
Do we get back to everything?
Big advertising.
Because I had no idea last year when coronavirus hit, I had no idea that this year's draft stuff would be significantly worse than last year. Like, no combine, limited Senior Bowl, limited pro days. I won't be going to LA. I'm almost positive I won't be going to LA at any point this year for TV stuff. There's way less available to teams, to prospects, all that stuff. This year's way worse than last year for coronavirus for the NFL draft, at least. Is next year going to be a regular football season, do you think? Where everything's the same, and including the stands? I'm becoming less certain of it. As the rollouts of vaccines take longer, as they talk about to me, the mutation thing is not going to change anything. It's like, you know what? You can wear a mask then. You can get your shots, you can wear a mask, but we're not shutting everything down because of there are mutations. Well, that's just not going to happen.
I think that it's going to be just like the mask or the testing was. We can't get tested. NBA players can't play. They shouldn't be first in line, blah, blah, blah. And then it's going to be like, you can test on every corner now.
Yeah, now because there's so much rapid, because there's so much rapid testing, I think it will give people a chance to, now maybe you have to test negative before you go to a game, and if you test positive you can't go in a game. There is that chance, but if you have tickets, what then
you gotta give them, you can't go in, so you can't, sorry.
Okay, then you sell them back.
Yeah,
there should be a sellback program.
Well, we'll buy them back. Will a clip of John Gruden at Super Bowl whatever that was be shown when in 2002? What was that, 2002, right?
Well, for Tampa.
Yeah.
Oh man, these are good questions.
Yeah, yes is minus 500.
Yeah, they have to, right? Their first Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing. How many times will Tony Romo mention his kids?
I didn't know he talked about his kids.
Huh?
I didn't know he talked about
his
kids.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't either.
Apparently he does. And the number's 0.5.
It's Skeeter and Justin.
Will the spread or total be mentioned?
Those aren't their names. Skeeter? He didn't name his kids
Skeeter. His name is Paul. Paul Johnson Romo. And his nickname is Skeeter. Everyone knows that.
No, what? You made that up.
Johnson Romo.
Paul Johnson Romo.
The Georgia Skeeter. Tech coach? What?
Yeah. His kids' names are Jones, Rivers, and Hawkins.
Ooh, wife got what? All those names.
Yeah, that is
those
right.
Are wife names.
That is
probably.
Really white.
Didn't say what?
I said wife got all those names. Oh. They're white, they're too, white. But Hawkins, Jones, and what else?
Maybe he's a Weezer fan.
Hawkins, Romo?
Yeah.
And Rivers.
I mean,
Rivers, Romo.
Italian.
Rivers, Romo.
Yeah, that's Weezer.
A self-respecting Italian name.
Rivers is a Weezer name.
Instead of Rivers Cuomo, Rivers Romo. Maybe he's a Weezer fan.
I don't know nothing. Those are
that.
All last names.
Rivers,
Jones,
Hawkins.
Rivers, and Hawkins?
Yeah.
Will Joe Biden pick a winner?
No.
No, I don't think he'll.
How many times will Biden be said?
Zero.
How many times will Trump be said?
Zero.
Probably zero.
You got. You can bet him. Bet on this.
Will Obama pick a winner?
It's not bad.
It's kind of
no.
He will pick a winner, but how would you know?
Turn. Is he going to tweet that out? What's he doing? Yeah. I don't think so. Why would he tweet that out? I think he might tweet congratulations after to the winner, but I don't think he's going to go, I think the Bucks are going to win. Why would he do that?
I don't know. Well, they want him to pick a winner. The president picks winners.
He's not the president anymore.
Biden?
No, he said Obama.
Oh, Obama. That's right. Yeah, why would he do it?
Because he likes sports.
Well, so?
I don't even know if Biden's
I think Obama
fan.
May congratulate the winner on Twitter, but I don't think he's going to tweet out who he thinks is going to win before the game.
Of course Biden's going to watch
Obama Super Bowl. I'm going to see it right now if he's already picked one. Yep, he likes Texans.
He likes the Texans. What would be said first, COVID or pandemic?
Oh, Biden is going to do a Super Bowl pregame interview.
Well, there you go.
Is he going to make a pick?
No, he won't pick a team.
He won't make a pick.
He's not going to pick a team.
Well, I think both of them.
I think we're going to have a great game, and I actually like the under in this one. I feel like the offensive line issues, frankly, for both teams could be a concern. Like, man, he's handicapping the trench play. Expect this.
COVID or pandemic, which is said first?
Pandemic, probably.
COVID is a big favorite. Yeah. Minus 350.
I feel like the pandemic is the buzzword, the word that everyone says now.
What will be said first, mask or coronavirus? Coronavirus. And mask is the favorite.
I will
Well, if you're saying COVID, then you're not going to say coronavirus.
Oh, you could say both.
You can, but usually you should stay with COVID.
Do you think they address the seating immediately? Like they talk, well, this is a Super Bowl.
Pandemic
no
seating?
One ever thought we would get here in this pandemic. Or will they say, I wonder if he'll make a, Jim Nantz makes a reference to the, it's been a tough year, but we're here.
What will be said first?
Not off the bat.
2020 or 2021?
2021.
Really?
If they say it. Or they could say the 2020 season. They're not going to do the whole, what a terrible year 2020 was. They're not going to do that. If they do anything, it would be about the 2020 season. Yeah. The only reason to say 2021 is acknowledging
that's
the date.
That's why it's the favorite.
Yeah.
All right, 929 ESPN, 97.5. What about insurance? How about that?
TGS Insurance. You just text the word money to 232323. And I've told you this before, but within 15 seconds, you get a quote back. In some places, you'd say 15 minutes would be incredible. In other places, you would have said, oh, they probably get back to me in 15 hours. I'm talking about 15 seconds. How do they do that? They have an algorithm in place that has a variety of A-rated insurance companies. And when they plug in your insurance, I mean, rather your address, all these companies will have insurance quotes that they give them. And they're based on different factors, but it's kind of standard in insurance industry. Different companies have different, you know, ways that they come, that they do it in formulas. So it's actually very easy to get those quotes very, very quickly. Why would you want to wait all day? And in 15 seconds, you get a quote back for your A-rated insurance company from your A-rated insurance company, and you can compare it to what you have right now. And if they're saving you money, and I don't care if it's $200 or $2,000, which we've seen both of those, why would you not consider putting more money back in your pocket? It's your money. It's hard-earned. There's no reason to overpay for insurance when you can get the same coverage for much less money. The average savings, $900 annually. That's the average savings. Make sure that you text the word money to 232323 or go to the website tgsinsurance.com.
This is Heisman's Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 932 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Let's get Clem in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk on the radio. What do you say, Clem?
Hey guys, let's talk about the big game. But before I do you guys hear that Charlie Blackman might be available? That'd be kind of a cool ad for the Astros.
What's he going to cost? I think that's the key is how much is they ain't spending big money, man. You see, they just signed Steven Souza to a minor league deal. I think they're really thinking that Niall Straw is their center fielder.
Money's a little tight.
Yeah, it is. Well, you don't know. I mean,
you got Uncle Mike back. That was a good.
Yeah, I mean, for $16 million, yeah. you lost Springer's money, but you still got Greinke and Verlander. If Verlander pitches this year, which is a rumor, man, you got now all of a sudden you got to pay all that money to him.
How is that a rumor?
There's talk that he.
Tommy John, I mean, is there talk to? Remember, we started the season later. It's the summer. I mean, we're not even a year into it.
Yeah, I guess what?
Are they talking about him coming back later in the year, maybe?
Yeah.
Has to be.
And if he does, then guess what? That insurance money?
I don't know, Clem. I don't think they're going to be very active from here on. They may add another. I mean, I think that Richard Justice thinks they'll add another player. But I don't think it's going to be a very modest buy.
Like that name. I thought that might be a good fit. But hey, on the big game, since there's like no radio roadists this year, I wanted to take a minute for me and my good friend, at Dr. Scholl's, partnering up for the Mile in Your Shoes promotion.
Oh, okay. So what's the deal? Like, what do you have going on? For the Dr. Schultz.
Well, we're partnering with each Pro Football City with pro football legends in each town. In your case, in Houston's case, it's Lestar Jean and Antoine Peak. And my good friends and Dr. Schultz are going to be doing a giveaway for game-used cleats.
Lestar Jean?
If you write a 1,500-word essay and submit it, you could be considered to get a pair of game-worn cleats from this Sunday's big game.
But well, you said Lestar Jean and Antoine Peak are involved as well, right? Do I get a jersey?
Yes, that they're part of our local and pro football city Soul Patrol.
Okay.
So Lestar Jean, who was famous for a lot of preseason games and whatnot, and then Antoine Peak, who had some moments of fame and infamy. So they are our local representatives here?
Yes, the local Soul Patrol national chairs, Gary Fenstick and Vice Dickahama, and my good friend, Dr. Schultz. Teaming up to make this a memorable big game for the fans.
Fensick and Sickahima for the Soul Patrol. That's not something that I expected, but how long has this been going? This is great that Dr. Schultz is willing to do this, helps feet, and then, of course, you got game-worn cleats. Are the game-worn cleats for a player from the Super Bowl, or does it have to be from Lestar Jean or Antoine Peak?
No, this is, from a player in the big game.
Or maybe you can't say Super Bowl. And then you just have to write a...
Really haven't ironed it out, but something probably like that.
Well, but the game's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, well, because there's no Radio Row, registered the domain of Dr. Schultz Soul Patrol Big Game Promotion, MOXBIII, and we're not getting that money back, so...
It's hard to remember, really.
Do you... Clem, do you, like... Well, I guess the big question here is going to be the 15-word essay. Like, how are they going to turn? Is this going to be turned in online? I guess through so kids can
do
mail
it.
Is there an age?
Just a mail in, or
yeah? Like, how is this going to work? And what does the essay need to say?
About walking a mile in someone's shoes. Listen, I don't. It's really up to my good friend, Dr. Schultz, who have generously sponsored this.
Guys, Clem only has 5 minutes. You got to go talk to 790 now. So,
Listen, Clem, thanks for joining us here, and thanks for everything that you guys and Dr. Schultz are doing for flat feet and
what's Antoine Peak doing lately?
And Clem,
don't forget that website, guys.
Clem, it's usually the player is the one who talks to us.
Yeah, but Clem is the one.
We got Clem. Yeah, Clem. We didn't even realize. I'd forgotten that I had.
We don't have credentials.
You know, initially, I was like, why does this guy keep saying the big game?
I had forgotten. I completely forgot I'd booked him. It was supposed to be, actually, we were supposed to have Howard Schlotterman, who was a trainer for the Eagles back in the 60s, who was on supposed to do Radio Row, and we didn't get him. But apparently we got somebody, we got Clem from, I think Dr. Schultz. And so if you write a 1,500-word essay, you could get game-worn cleats from somebody from the big game. And I couldn't understand, do you have to go meet Lestar Jean and Antoine Peak?
No, they're just the local representatives. You don't actually have to have any contact with them.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm not sure what the
website
is.
What are they doing exactly?
They're just part of the Dr. Schultz Soul Patrol. You weren't listening?
Well, I know, but I don't know what that means. And I'm also curious,
Lestar Jean and Antoine Peak?
Yeah, those are our representatives here for the Texans.
And by the way, we're not radio programmers or anything, but have we heard this big hubbub about how come you guys aren't doing Radio Row interviews?
No.
We got offered one yesterday and declined.
Have you heard people on Twitter, on Twitch, going, guys, I really would like to hear from, Tony.
Up to this point, Tony
Siragusa talking about the Bud Lighthouse. None of that?
Yeah, no. We haven't heard one person say, hey, we got to get more Radio Row interviews.
I was offered somebody else, and it was, it's not Hollywood Henderson. Is he dead?
Hollywood Henderson?
Is he dead or alive?
I
know he's somehow won two lotteries and kicked a cocaine habit. That guy's done a lot.
He's still alive.
No, he's busy.
He's won a Super Bowl.
But
he's
wait a
won
minute.
Two
is
lotteries.
Antoine Peak still alive?
Yes.
Why you say that like you should?
Because
Antoine Peak is 100% alive.
I don't. I'm not sure about that.
No indication that he's dead.
Yeah.
No indication he's dead?
No. Oh. Wikipedia does
He's a good guy.
Well, maybe he is now.
Yeah. No, no, I'm happy. I'm happy he's still alive. I thought something happened to him, but
somebody's got the EA Sports. It's in the game. And then they've got EA Sports. It's in the game for the college football opening. And then it's just an LSU fan. Like right up. It just goes, E.
An LSU fan came, stuck his flag in my booty.
That's the beginning of EA Sports. Well, it's in the game.
It is in the game.
It is in the game.
Man, Clem was awesome. It's yeah. great catching up with Clem.
That is good. We haven't heard from Clem in ever.
Yeah.
When are you going to start your 1,500 word essay? You going to start that after the show?
Yeah. When you, Lance, get your kids on this.
Get my kids on what?
On this 1,500 word essay.
I can't get them to even do basic Spanish homework. Snacks rocked 4-0 the other day.
Oh, my God.
And when I heard my wife explode, I knew something terrible had happened, and I knew she had checked grade speed, and yep, Snacks had done that. But more importantly, he did have 4 points yesterday, a block shot,
more importantly,
two steals, and he played great defense again. He got on the ground, hustling after the ball.
Nice.
I mean, the zeros can be fixed. It's so easy for kids now. When I was a kid, a zero meant yo ass had a zero. You caught a zero, it stayed a zero. Now, in HISD, they're like, well, you get zero, but you have like 4 months to make it up, and it will be the, and even if you don't, it'll turn into a 50. And if you do, we'll take like 10 points off. HISD is doing everything they can just to get kids. You want to talk about no accountability? My kids know if they get zeros, they actually don't get zeros. There's no such thing as a zero. When I went to school, oof, there was no making, there's no coming back from a zero.
Oh, no.
You got
no.
a zero, you just learned a lesson.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. You didn't play if you got a zero.
There are no lessons learned anymore because you get in trouble for teaching lessons.
Well, no. You.
What lessons?
I'm surprised he played.
Oh, I swear to you, I had a no. Oh, I had a no pass, no play hit me when they made it 70, and I dipped below a 70 in English because I had at least one, probably 2 zeros, and I didn't get to play basketball my sophomore year, like the second half or whatever, the third, 6 week, 4 6, whatever it was. I'm like, I will never let this happen again. I was about to vomit. I was so upset that I couldn't play basketball. I never let that happen again.
I'm channeling woke Twitter here. Don't you think it was a parenting failure on your part to allow your child to play
yeah.
after posting That's 4 zeros?
4 zeros. Well, you know what he doesn't
well,
do?
Well, so here's what I did
You're
last year.
About
I,
yeah, but
here's
the deal,
No, though. I kicked him out of the basketball league last year. He didn't get to do it last year, and well, he hasn't learned his lesson. So now
yeah,
he just goes
he
to
the,
physical challenges.
Let
me ask you a
well,
question,
Dell. That's why he has a 2-mile run today.
Let me ask you a question, Dell. Didn't he say that he's going to be in the G League? Snacks has already declared that the lowest level he'll play at is the G League.
At the minimum, yes.
So why does he need the stupid Spanish or whatever?
Well, he's got to actually get through high school first, right?
No,
not really.
Here's why. What if he plays international ball?
Well, then he'll learn the language there, okay?
I'd rather he learn some Spanish now.
No, he's got a pro. He's got a pro career. He doesn't need this fancy book learning.
He's got to at least get through high school, right?
For who? For what?
The G League doesn't.
Cardale.
Take,
Did Cardale need it?
The
no.
The G League doesn't take you out of middle school. He's got to go through some high school.
Yeah, he's got to. That's why we have to do this. And I have made. No, he missed. I kicked him out of a whole basketball league last year. Worst move I ever made.
Because he stayed
basketball
home?
Went into the ground. See? And he got into wrestling.
See? Now look.
Like he became Mr. Wrestling
See?
Kid.
What happened?
And I'm like, this is
Oh,
this
now
is
all
my
of a sudden
fault.
He's like wrestling because he yeah. kicked him out of the basketball
but now
league. Who wins there? Nobody.
Nobody won that.
Vince McMahon no. does. Do we need to call CPS?
You need to call CVS?
No, CPS.
Oh. Can you call him? Take a couple.
No, I won't be taking
Go
any.
Ahead. Call him.
See what
tell
happens.
Tell them I've done things I haven't done. Just let them.
What would you like?
Snatch to, a couple. Just tell them that how, I get to protect too.
How far?
It's just do, like a. It's just
an
like
expansion
a,
draft.
An expansion draft. I'm protecting two kids, and then they've got access to the other two if they want. And I protect one of my dogs.
All right, 944 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love with the go-go. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
An old buddy of mine on social media yesterday, he said he was watching Wonder Years or something like that, right? I didn't watch that show when it came out with Fred Savage and Britney or whatever.
Well, I saw a promo for it. If it was today, if they did a Wonder Years today, it would be for 2001.
That's what he was talking. So, where did you see that?
Because
he brought that up.
It was 1988.
Right, and it went to 68.
And it went to 68.
So why did you? Where did you see that?
Because I saw a tweet. If Wonder Years was filmed today, it would be about 2001.
Okay, so that's what he said, and I thought started thinking about that because it's crazy to think 88 and 68. But see, we don't move as we move faster, but 2001 wasn't ridiculously different than 2021. We're 68 and 88 were substantially different.
Oh,
you went through the 70s, which were completely like the 70s and the 80s couldn't have been more different. You know, the disco era. We don't have a lot of different eras.
I don't know. You know, not everybody like, had computers in 2001.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's technology is a lot. Yeah. But remember, from 68 into, you got through the political strife, the racial strife. You got into disco. Wars. You got into the era of disco. Then you had punk rock.
Hippies.
Then you had new wave that came through. Huh. Then you had, you know, the 80s drug culture. You had, then hip-hop came in. Like, it was 68 to 88, there was massive changes in culture. Now it's massive changes in technology. And so when you think back to when I'm like, wow, 2001, you know what we'd be talking, you know, if you went back and looked at it, the TiVo, which I remember when I had a TiVo, I literally thought I was better than everybody else. I'm like, I've got a TiVo, so you other losers
out there.
You had
an HD TV for, and you had a laptop before. I did in studio, and I was still reading a newspaper.
I had a laptop because, that was like because one of the guys from Pigskin Sports, Frankie Wong, paid me in a laptop.
Are you embarrassed that you've kind of reversed course because you have a Fitbit now? Like you were ahead of the trend, and now you're not.
Why are you doing this? Because I don't have Fitbit.
What happened? No. You realize you're one of the poor.
Where's John's Apple Watch? Whitey. He always tries to brag on.
I do. I got it at home.
Where is it?
I got it at home.
I got something at home too, and I'm saving it.
Your Fitbit. Did you realize
we don't know what it is at this point?
You realize you're one of the poor, so you took it
off.
No,
I'm a man of the people. But it would be a 2001 thing would be about like dial up internet.
Yeah.
If you did a TV show, it'd be dial up internet, still a 2001. Somebody would be downloading something from Napster all day long. Uh-huh. Like three songs would take an entire day.
Yeah.
You would for sure have, I would think somebody might have porn videotape,
DVDs.
DVD. Were there still DVDs then?
Oh, yeah.
In 2001?
Oh, no. It's huge.
Definitely.
DVD was still big time.
I think DVDs were in their prime.
Yeah,
people
DVDs
still
were in
watched
their prime.
TV live then.
True. Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Somebody on TV, if you did a TV show, you'd have to hurry and go to the bathroom so you came back, you didn't miss the field goal or something like that.
Right.
Or like when it was a break from Sex and the City. Well, that's not a television. Like Will and Grace. You would have Will and Grace on, like, I got to hurry. Oh my God, I got 3 minutes to use the bathroom. And like, you know, they would do things like that to make us remember that they're far back. But it would all be technology based, I think.
Yes. I don't think I had a cell phone in 2001. Maybe.
You don't think?
Maybe.
I got my first cell phone once again through Pigskin Sports. A guy paid me in that. Like I had cards, but it was a 96. I had one.
Maybe
97. But then I got it full time.
Well,
like in.
Probably
98
flip
phone. And the first time I got a text message was, remember Eric Cooper who played at Rice?
Yeah.
So Eric Cooper, I used to hang out with Eric Cooper. We like, you know, basketball stuff or whatever. He texted me on my flip phone and I had some envelope showing up and I'm like, what in the hell? I don't know. And this is in 2000. I'm like, I had no idea what the hell had happened. I'm like, I can't get rid of this envelope. What is going on here? And it was the text message. And
why does my phone keep buzzing?
Yeah. How about how sweet the pictures were on the, you got a camera phone? Wow. I mean, it is, you could make those oatmeal box cameras better than a camera phone.
Yeah.
Easily.
No. Yeah, it wouldn't be. I mean,
it would all be technology based.
When Wonder Years was on, it was like you knew you were in a totally different time.
Now it would be culturally.
Well, in 2001, you're coming off the hanging chads in Florida. It was in 2000, and then George Bush was inaugurated.
You
2001.
Do have some cultural stuff that
2001 is, yeah.
But it's not wildly different.
9/11 as well.
9/11,
yeah,
and that would be horrible.
That would be a big show. A very special edition.
A special edition of Wonder Years.
Yeah, you'd have all that. The
kids growing up then, like that's when JT was. He was four, or five, you know. I mean, it wasn't like that much.
But
different.
You didn't have iPads.
It wasn't
then.
That much different.
And you though. Didn't have smartphones, so kids couldn't watch their stuff on a smartphone.
No.
Now you put them in front of a TV, maybe at your house.
Oh,
but not in a grocery cart or a.
In '68, they did that too. Here, sit here, watch.
Yeah,
TV.
But like if you're at a restaurant,
Island, like 40
like
times.
You go to restaurants and you see the kids who have. I mean, those kids are never. They're going to want their way literally for all of eternity. If you got a phone in front of them when they're one, because they start to fuss, you've just taught them, listen, if you fuss enough,
you
will give in.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you.
No question. So basically, it's like living how Lamont lives now. What? Landline? Fax machine? Who?
Oh,
Lamont?
Yeah.
Lamont still has a fax machine?
Oh, you would still have a landline, yeah. Well, yeah. No. Oh, yeah, you would have you a landline would. 100%.
Yeah.
But you would have cordless phones. But you have the cord that comes out. Like sometime when I watch The Americans and you're in the 80s, yeah. The Americans nailed it. The guy who helped nail it for Mad Men is from U of H. He works at University of Houston. He's a professor or something. And he helped nail Mad Men, everything about the clothing, the time frame and all that. Whoever did The Americans did a fantastic
great job.
They did a.
If you haven't watched The Americans, you got
to
watch it.
The Americans
it.
Is a. If you're looking for a show to binge, I'm surprised you never watched The Americans.
I did watch it.
Did you like
thing.
It?
Yeah.
You like Carrie Russell?
Who doesn't like Carrie Russell?
Everybody likes
even
Carrie.
Though she's a little slim.
She's skinny.
Well, he's got the issue with the skin.
Yeah,
with
she's
the
not.
She's not
stuff.
Slim. Thick.
She's not thick.
I can adapt.
No. Yeah, I mean she was pretty.
I like. Her. I didn't like her when she was Felicity or whatever. I didn't even watch that show. But straight hair, Carrie could
mm-hmm.
get it.
Mm-hmm.
Get what, Lance?
Have you guys seen the movie Seaberg?
With Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
I've seen the first 20 minutes.
You didn't watch the rest of it?
No, I just got
distracted. You see Golden Globes came out? I don't even know what half these movies are.
Seaberg's a good movie.
Mank?
Really good.
I think I might have started watching Mank a couple weeks ago. Mank is nominated for a bunch of stuff, a bunch of shows
I started
I've never
watching
even
that,
heard
yeah.
of.
Yeah, and I started watching. I couldn't. I
One Night in Miami is worth watching. I started watching Mank and I got a little bored.
One Night in Miami?
One Night in Miami is 100% worth watching.
About
Malcolm X,
yeah,
Jim Brown, Sam Cooke, and
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. The guy who plays Ali, I don't know if he got nominated or not. It is rare to capture Ali's voice that exceedingly well, and he nailed it. And, of course, Leslie Odom Jr. from Hamilton, and he was Sam Cooke, and they have some just gratuitous singing things that you would imagine that they do with him. And then the guy that played... Malcolm X was in that show Soulmates that I watched. And then also he was in Peaky Blinders. He's the black guy who had a relationship with the wife
the sister.
The sister, yeah, the
yeah.
sister.
Yeah.
That's him. He,
yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. All right, 956 ESPN 97.5. You beat it.
So let me see. Let me see if this is what it is. I think it's tcplz.com. I'm looking for my patio, and Texas Custom Patios did a patio for me, and I actually got them. No, that's not what it is. I'm the one who actually got them on the air. I was looking for a patio back in 2015. I ended up finding Texas Custom Patios. It took a while. I finally came around, and then in 2016, I said, build me a patio. Let's do this thing. And we ended up getting new windows, new siding. I mean, it was a complete upgrade over the look from the backyard of my home. And to this day, it's the most commented on and liked and shared thing that I've ever posted on a Facebook, the before and after, because so many people can see what is possible for them too. And it's possible for you. Texas Custom Patios can take any kind of a backyard situation and they can build a patio that will blow you away and it will add tremendous value to your home. It will turn your house into a home. And they give you a time frame that they stick to, a price point that they stick to, and then what they show you at the beginning, the way they do it virtually, you can see exactly what your patio is going to look like. It's amazing. This quote-unquote rendering that they do through the CAD program looks like a real backyard for you. Check them out for yourself. Get a free estimate, a free consultation by going to TexasCustomPatios.com. But this is a huge game changer for your life and your quality of life, and I promise you, it's well worth it. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.